Welcome to What's Your Edge, a series of Vision Edge Marketing podcasts dedicated to helping you use data, analytics, process, and measurement to create an edge for you and your customers. A colleague and I were having a conversation about some of the growth challenges B2B companies face, particularly when it comes to bringing new products and services to market, and why they struggle to overcome some of these challenges. Blind spots. Often the blind spot is a lack of customer centricity, and that's the focus of this episode of What's Your Edge? Remember when you were learning to drive? If you took driver's education and had a parent like mine, you might recall the conversation about checking your mirrors and blind spots before changing lanes. If you didn't know about blind spots, you would think you could just move into the lane and bam, you were in a wreck, potentially every time. You think it's clear because you checked the mirrors, but other vehicles are lurking, hidden in the blind spot. Companies conduct market research, analyze the competition, and talk to customers and prospects to capture market requirements to support developing a new offer to fuel growth. They craft positioning and messaging documents and create and implement a launch plan. They find themselves driving, but the traction and product adoption rate needed to meet growth targets are below expectations. In some instances, the product fails altogether. It crashes. Why? The proverbial blind spot. They may have been product-centric or sales-centric, but when it came to customer-centric, they missed the mark. They created a product without truly taking the customer into account. They may have researched market trends and, yes, talked to prospects, but they only saw what was in the mirrors. Let's use a real example to illustrate the point. 87 million people use health insurance apps. I know of a health insurance company that touts customer care and service as part of their mission. They developed an app thinking that this would reinforce their brand promise and commitment to customer service. Like many apps in this space, it is positioned to give customers more control and better service. But what is it really? This particular app provides the insurance company with its customers' health information, information they might not normally have access to. This app is actually designed to reduce call center interactions and costs. In some ways, it is actually the inverse of their stated mission. In fact, every time you contact the call center for this company, after the verification process, the representative promotes using the app. The 20-plus-year-old company launched its app in early 2019. After 4 years, it still has only 1,000 downloads and a user rating of slightly over 3. Compare this to 100,000 downloads for Aetna's app or over 500,000 downloads for Humana's, both with higher ratings. I'd suggest the lack of product adoption and potentially the lack of growth is a result of the customer-centric blind spot. You're in the driver's seat. What you see and do affects everything that happens next. In business, being in the driver's seat determines whether your company is product, sales, market, or customer-centric. Think about your company. Is your organization focused on developing innovative and advanced products irrespective of its demand in the market? That is product-centric. Or are you all hands on deck, driven to achieving a revenue, a sign of the sales-centric organization? Maybe you're very in tune with trends in the market and fast to adapt to and successfully take advantage of these, a market-centric characteristic. All of these can be successful, but if you're not careful, all of these will result in a customer-centric blind spot. In its most basic terms, customer-centric means you place your customers at the center of how you operate and the decisions that you make. It includes capabilities such as being able to mobilize your team to support your customer better than alternative options. This might be especially important for customers that rely on professional services to compete or succeed, or being able to supply materials faster or of higher quality, such as high-capacity lithium batteries for electronic vehicles, or being able to integrate your processes with theirs, which is perhaps where the health insurance app failed. They might not have understood the processes the customer prefers for submitting and monitoring claims, identifying and managing health providers, checking on benefits, and so on. Addressing the customer-centric blind spot is essential to achieve growth and keep from crashing in today's customer-empowered market. A study by IBM's Institute for Business Value found that 72% of top-performing companies embrace customer centricity. In driving, we are taught to turn our heads to check for a rear quarter blind spot. Installing mirrors with larger fields of view also help. New vehicles have sensors to alert drivers if there is a vehicle in the blind spot. In business, the customer-centric blind spot requires both turning our heads and widening our view. Begin to widen your field of vision with these 10 questions. 1. Can you articulate in 1 to 2 sentences your customer's primary needs, pains, and passions? Do you know the 3 to 5 critical decisions your customers need to declare success in their business lives? 3. How important is it to them to address these needs, pains, and passions? What will happen if they can't make the decisions, make the wrong decision, or do nothing? 5. How does your company and your offers help them address the needs and decisions? How do you do it better than they do it today? 7. How do you do it better than alternatives they might consider? What messages resonate best with your customers regarding the pains, decisions, and solutions? How well do your processes map to processes they use and need? And lastly, 10, how aligned are your business outcomes with your customers' desired outcomes? Take a moment to cruise through your strategy and quarterly business review documents. Are they mostly about what markets your company is going to pursue? What products your company is going to develop? How your company plans to sell more widgets? Or are they about your customers' problems, the magnitude of their problems, the hurdles they need to overcome, and how what you offer solves these? If it's more the former than the latter, your product and sales centricity is showing. Take our customer centricity assessment to gain some insight into your capabilities. We often find that once B2B companies begin to ask and answer these questions, it's not long before they surface more questions that, when addressed, help with overcoming their customer centricity blind spot and enable them to put growth into overdrive. We hope you found this episode of What's Your Edge worthwhile. What's Your Edge is the creation of Vision Edge Marketing. Vision Edge Marketing, founded in 1999, helps our customers solve the most difficult problems when it comes to using data, analytics, process, and measurement to accelerate growth, create customer value, and improve performance. We always welcome hearing from you.